1, 2, 3, 4.
Ciao, questo è vocalist e violinista Calabria Forti e si sta ascoltando Paolo Pierce e il Cool Jazz Set. Hi, this is vocalist Calabria Forti, and it's my pleasure to remind you that you are listening to Paul Pierce and the Cool Jazz Set, bringing you the best of our great American art form, jazz, right here on 90.1 on your FM dial and streaming live on the web at wdce.org. University of Richmond Radio. And now, here's your handsome host, Paul Pierce.
All right, Calabria Forti, what a nice introduction. Welcome, my friends, to another great 2 hours of this modern jazz that you love so much. Modern Jazz with Taste. Originating right here from the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond. And I hope you'll enjoy tonight's show. We've got a lot of wonderful music lined up for you tonight. And we're going to start with Miss Calabria Forti, a very lovely and talented vocalist, violinist as well. And her husband is the trombonist on this, Bob McChesney, a lucky guy for a whole lot of reasons. I think you'll enjoy this. This is from her album, When a Woman Loves a Man, and it's When Your Lover Has Gone, Miss Calabria Forti. Thanks for tuning in.
Magic moonlight dies.
You'll burn up tomorrow, he may turn up. There's just no let up, the live long night and day. Shadows bring what lonely hours.
And the great bassist John Goolsbee from his album. John Goolsbee's quartet plays Tale of the Fingers. That's on the Concord record label, recorded in 1994. And the great pianist on that, by the way, too, Bill Mays, who we're looking forward to seeing here in Richmond, just visiting us. But that'll be a lot of fun to hang with Bill and Judy. Goolsbee on bass and Terry Clark, the drummer on that. And before that, we heard and we opened the first set tonight with Miss Calabria Foti from album When a Woman Loves a Man. And that's on the MoCo Jazz record label, Calabria Foti. And Matt Harris, the pianist on that. Bob McChesney, the trombonist. Pete Chrisleep on tenor saxophone. Really nice. Nice, nice album. Like that very much. Up next, we had a request for some Cal Jada. This is from a vinyl recording I have, a 1956 recording. Cal Jada plays mambo. And this is Dizzy Gillespie's Guachi Guaro.
Guachiwara, won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the midst where someone's waiting to be kissed? Oh, skylark, where my heart can go a journey over the shadows and the rain to a blossomed covered lane, and in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as a
I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thank you, Dr. Billy Taylor, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the University of Richmond. I have a wonderful music department. And if you have a son or daughter or a grandson or granddaughter that is thinking about college and is a musician and would like to major in music, they should check out the Department of Music here at the University of Richmond. Let's get caught up. We just heard a nice recording from Diane Reeves from her album A Little Moonlight, and that was Hokie Carmichael's Skylark. And that featured Diane on vocals. Nice piano work on that, Peter Martin. Up next, since we just heard from Billy Taylor, this is Dr. Billy Taylor with Jerry Mulligan from an album they did together. And this is Lion for Lions. I hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
That was Blues for Junior, written by the bassist Ray Brown. That's from an album entitled Ray Brown, Monty Alexander, and Russell Malone. And it was one of the last recordings that Ray made. But I played that for several people. My friend Jennifer loves Monty Alexander, and everybody loves Ray Brown. You know what Dizzy Gillespie said? Dizzy Gillespie said this. He said, when Ray Brown plays, you can hear the wood. And amen to that. Here's Roberta Gamarini and the title track from her album, Easy to Love.
I know too well that I'm just wasting precious time in thinking such a thing could be, that you could ever care for me. I'm sure you hate to hear that I adore you, dear, but grant me just the same. I'm not entirely to blame, 'cause you'd be so easy to love, so easy to idolize, all others above, so worth the yearning for, so swell to keep every home fire burning for, and we'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together, that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be, oh, so easy to love. You'd be so easy to love, easy to idolize, all others above, so worth the yearning for. So swell to keep every home fire burning for. And we'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together, that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be so easy to love, yes. So carefree together, that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be so easy. Yes, you'd be so easy to love. You would be so easy. Should have been Siri up and by we pop up whip dandy shouldn't it be windy, you'd be so easy to love. Easy. Thank you.
put on a happy face. The Bill Charlap Trio, Bill Charlap on piano, Peter Washington, the bassist, and Kenny Washington on drums from their Crisscross Jazz album entitled All Through the Night. And before that, we heard Roberta Gamberini from her album Easy to Love, and we heard the title track from that. And that fine bass work on that album was Chuck Berghofer, and some fine piano work on that too by a young Tamir Hendelman. Up next, this is a recent release from vocalist Matt Belsante from his album When You're Smiling, and this is Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
Beguiled again, simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. I couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I agree. She can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to her each spring, to her, long for the day when I'll cling to her. Bothered and bewildered am I. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Bothered and bewildered.
That's baritone saxophonist Claire Daly. And I've got The World on a String, and that featured Claire on baritone, Ellie Yamin on piano, Dave Hofstra, the bassist on that, Peter Grant on drums. And a really nice album. She has a nice website too, ClaireDalyMusic.com, and she spells it CLAIREDALY, ClaireDalyMusic.com. Check it out. She has a couple of really fine recordings. We'll finish up this first set with one of my favorite big bands. This is the Count Basie Orchestra under the direction of Dennis Wilson. This is Blame It on My Youth.
If I expected love when first we kissed, blame it on my youth. If all
this is the Basie Band featuring Jamie Cullum on vocals. Jamie Cullum. On my
youth, I believed in everything. Like a child, oh, free. You meant more than anything. You meant all the world to me. I'd pray, blame it on my